Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam took 56% of the vote, sweeping Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads, in addition to places like Winchester and Williamsburg. Former Congressman Tom Perriello took Charlottesville and Roanoke, but it was no match for the lieutenant governor, who had already secured endorsements from almost every elected official in the state before Perriello even entered the race.
I'm a fighter. People that know me know I've got a lot of fight left in me. I'm ready to lead the fight. Are you ready to join me? Well, let's get it done.
Northam's most vocal supporter on the campaign trail was Governor Terry McAuliffe, who was eager to support an Army veteran and pediatric neurologist in a race against a Washington lobbyist.
Someone who has fought along our side together on the progressive values to take Virginia where it needs to go to make sure everybody gets access to quality health care, not tax cuts for millionaires that Donald Trump wants.
Also on the Democratic ticket, former federal prosecutor Justin Fairfax. He beat out two challengers to emerge as the Democratic choice for lieutenant governor. Attorney General Mark Herring had no opposition. Reporting from Arlington, I'm Michael Pope.